This is Ray Hanania's Column Commentary Podcast. Hanania's columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. He writes on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, the Reporter Newspapers, NewsAmericaNetwork.com, and IllinoisNewsNetwork.com. An award-winning former Chicago City Hall reporter named Best Ethnic Columnist by the New American Media and recipient of the Sigma Delta Chi Award for writing, Hanania is of Palestinian Arab heritage. He also writes a weekly column every Thursday for the Arab News at ArabNews.com and writes news and features for his website at TheArabDailyNews.com. You can reach him and share your opinions and thoughts by emailing him at rghanania@gmail.com. All his columns are archived at rayhanania.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes. Don't call us MENA in the U.S. Census. Call us Arab. Published in the Arab News, Saudi Arabia, October 6, 2016, at ArabNews.com. In continuation of his efforts to change the U.S. Census, President Barack Obama has proposed a new classification to identify Middle Eastern and North African people in a new category called MENA, M-E-N-A. Although many are hailing Obama's efforts, placing Arabs in the MENA category might actually dilute American Arab empowerment by avoiding the word Arab. We should be called Arab because that is what we are. Classifying people by race and ethnicity began during the 1960s civil rights era and focused mainly on the status of African Americans, but by the 1970s was expanded to allow for the U.S. Census to provide detailed statistics on up to 29 ethnic and sub-ethnic identities. America conducts a population census every 10 years. Data from the census is used to ensure that minorities receive their fair share of American society. The census is used to enforce the Voting Rights Act and drawing congressional and state legislative district boundaries. It is used in federal affirmative action and evaluating employment discrimination claims in the private sector. It is used to fight racial discrimination in housing and mortgage lending and to enforce school desegregation. The census also defines how identified racial and ethnic groups who are listed on the census receive federal grants and small business loans. The census empowers identified minorities. When excluded from the census, you are excluded from that empowerment. Discussions began in the 1990s to create a category recognizing Arabs, but no action has been taken. In the canvas for the last census in 2010, the form listed 30 specific racial categories excluding Arabs. They were Hispanic, Latino or Spanish origin, Mexican, Mexican American or Chicano, white, black, African American or Negro, American Indian, Alaskan Native with a space for the tribe name, Asian Indian, Japanese, Native Hawaiian, Chinese, Korean, Guamanian or Chamorro, Filipino, Vietnamese, Samoan, or other Asian, with a line again to designate specific Asian race, including Laotian, Thai, Pakistani, Cambodian, quote, and so on, close quote, and Pacific Islander, Fijian, Tongan. Arabs were encouraged to write themselves in on a line at the end of the list called other, a demeaning option for a people who have contributed fully and energetically to this country as thoroughly as any other of the ethnic and racial groups defined in that last 2010 census. My father, George, immigrated from his home in Jerusalem, Palestine, to Chicago in the 1920s and enlisted in the U.S. Army with his older brother, Musa, the day after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. They served 4 years, fighting and defeating the Nazis. My brother later served in the U.S. Marines, and I served in the U.S. Air Force during the Vietnam War. What the absence from the census declares is that no matter how patriotic and American that Arabs are, it is never enough to be accepted as equals. In 2008, I and other American Arabs demanded the U.S. government include the word Arab on census forms. There are approximately 4.5 million Arabs in America and about 7 million Muslims in America, too. Arabs make up only about 22% of the Muslim American population. And of the Arab population, the majority are Christian, more than 65%. Not being included in the census means those estimates cannot be confirmed. And in America, if you are not counted, you are not empowered. Exclusion has resulted in the denial of voting rights privileges, federal funding to promote and support ethnic and cultural identities, and the creation of districts that might elect American Arab representation. An example is Chicagoland, which unofficially has as many as 450,000 Arab residents. Excluded from the census, that number cannot be confirmed. Consequently, we are denied political empowerment privileges and funding support to promote our culture and our involvement in our society politically. If we were included as Arabs, the government would be obligated to create voting districts to make it easier for American Arab voters to elect American Arab representatives to the Illinois General Assembly and to the U.S. Congress from Illinois, something that is now done for Hispanics, Asians, and Blacks in all 50 American states. Last year, Obama proposed changes in how minorities are defined, in part to eliminate the derogatory words like Negro. New categories approved this year are Asian American, Native Hawaiian, a Pacific Islander, African American, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, Native American, or Alaska Native. For the purposes involving economic impact programs and federal funding for minority business enterprises, again, Arabs were left out. Obama then placed the census under his direct control in the White House and announced he would create a classification to cover Arabs in a broad category called MENA, Middle Eastern and North Africa, if enough people in the public supported the move. The overview of the proposal is available on the U.S. government website at www.regulations.gov. Look for it or find the link on my website. Public comment ends on October 31st of this year. Unfortunately, the MENA designation will not provide detailed demographic data on American Arabs. We will be crowded into a larger category that undermines our rights and will continue to deny us federal funding and federal program benefits. I think Obama knows this, but also recognizes that recent years of anti-Arab racism might block the plan entirely if the new designation were Arab rather than MENA. But I disagree. Arab needs to be included in the 2020 census so we can precisely define American Arab demographics and then use data to demand political empowerment and true American equality. Electing an Arab American to office shouldn't be a rare exception. It should be the reality. Arabs in this country are American. We deserve to be treated fairly, just like everyone else. So please, don't call us MENA. Call us Arabs.
This is Ray Hannity and his Column Commentary Podcast. Hannity and his columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. He writes on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, the Reporter Newspapers, NewsAmericaNetwork.com, and IllinoisNewsNetwork.com. An award-winning former Chicago City Hall reporter named Best Ethnic Columnist by the New American Media and recipient of the Sigma Delta Chi Award for writing, Hannity is of Palestinian Arab heritage. He also writes a weekly column every Thursday for the Arab News at ArabNews.com and writes news and features for his website at TheArabDailyNews.com. You can reach him and share your opinions and thoughts by emailing him at rghanania@gmail.com. All his columns are archived at rayhanania.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes.